This is a recording of the December 5th, 2022 Governance Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Electric Association boardroom.
The meeting's at 4:05. And do a roll call. Directors online, we've got Director Morse, Director Hollis, and Director Cooper. In the room, we've got Director Wiggins, Director Chastain, Director Whitney, and myself, and I'll leave it for you to call the staff roll.
Great. Here in the room, we have Arthur Miller, Sherry Hires, Scarlett Mastin, and Julie Haskett.
Thank you. And I would entertain a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion or changes, additions to the proposed agenda? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the agenda as presented, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved by unanimous acclaim. Would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes.
So moved.
And I will second that.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the September 14th, 2022 minutes as presented by Ms. Doyle. Any changes, additions, et cetera?
I have a correction.
Yes.
Under item 7, it just says that both Director Whitney and I made the motion, but I believe I was the second.
Oh, thank you. I see that.
Going into executive session, any
other recollections on agenda or minute item 7? No?
No.
Okay, we've made that approval or correction. Anything else on approval of the minutes from the September 14th meeting? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes as corrected, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, passes by unanimous consent. Persons to be heard. I don't think we have any persons to be heard in the room or online that I know of. Ashton, is there anyone that you know of? We will move on to item 5, unfinished business. There is none. New business, none. I would entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chairman, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C4, the Governance Committee go into executive session to discuss personnel matters.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we are in executive session and we will close the door. And brings us to agenda item 8A. Appointment to the 2023 Member Advisory Council. I think there's a motion, isn't there?
Yes, Director Kaysen. I move that the Governance Committee recommend the Chugach Board of Directors appoint Bryce Mon, Jay Hermanson, Bernie Smith, Kathy Johnson, Sandy Rabinowich, Carl Berger, Jim Henderson, Ryan Buchholt, Charles Scantlebury, Louise Lazur, Wynn Ald, Kira Inari, Mitchell Roth, Esther Cox, and James Mendenhall to a one-year term on the Member Advisory Council Committee.
Second.
Okay. Been moved and seconded that we recommend the slate of candidates to the board. Do we need to recommend the slate of dates to the board as well, or is that something that is good to just be done at the board meeting?
That's
okay. Let's do it at the board meeting.
All right. Any conversation to be had on the motion to recommend the slate? Hearing none, all in favor of recommending the slate of candidates to the board as outlined, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The unanimous recommendation of the committee. Appointments to the bylaws committee.
Mr. Chair, I'll make the motion. We move that the governance committee recommend the board of directors appoint Jim Strandberg and Jessica Kalowski to fill the vacant A-term seats available to the bylaws committee for the January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2025 period.
Second.
So should it be 2020?
Any conversation on the motion on agenda item 8B? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Agenda item 8C is appointment to the 23 Elections Committee. Is there a motion?
Director Kaysen, I move that the Governance Committee recommend the Board of Directors appoint Jim Magawan, William Simpson, Patty Bogan, and Lawrence Camp to fill the vacant A-term seats on the Election Committee for the January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2025 period.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded to recommend a slate of candidates for the 2023 election committee. Is there any conversation? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay. Hearing none, motion passes by acclamation. Appointments to the 2023 nominations committee, agenda item 8D. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion. I move that the Governance Committee recommend the Board of Directors appoint Leslie Rydell and Wend Ald to fill the vacant A-term seats on the Nominating Committee for the January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2025 period.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded a slate to recommend to the board for appointment to the 2023 nomination committee. Is there any conversation? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Bringing us to agenda item 9, director comments. We'll start online with the non-member directors. Director Hollis, do you have any comments this evening?
Well, yes, thank you. Good meeting. I'm very happy to see that we had a lot of interested members being on these committees. I think that is very healthy for our organization. And looking forward to another year of positive input from our members, and thank you for everyone that put time in to bring this together. I'd certainly give additional kudos to Julie and her team for the work that they've done in that direction too. So anyway, good meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Hollis. Director Cooper.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity of, you know, being a part of the discussion on this committee meeting that I'm not, I don't serve on, but certainly it's very important. I appreciate our members coming forward and willing to serve on these committees. So that's really wonderful to know that we're not struggling to fill member committee seats, and there's enough interest from the public. So I wanted to give a shout out to the members for staying engaged. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Morse.
Yes, I will echo the sentiments previously expressed about how great it is to have members interested in engaging and volunteering for our committees. I'm so happy that after the first year of the MAC, we're all willing, including previous members of the MAC, to sign up for another year of that. I think it is a great experiment, and I'm super excited. Hats off to the governance leadership for kind of organizing that, and the staff, Julie, to make that happen. And I also want to say I appreciate the conversation that we had tonight around how we communicate with and engage our members in our meetings and our materials. I think from all ends of the spectrum, we have about 7 opinions on how we do that and what that should entail that are all over the spectrum. And we had a really good conversation, and we've come up with a workable way to go forward that we can all get behind. And I think that is the real work of the board, when we have a variety of opinions and we can have a really good discussion and all agree that we're going to get behind one idea and move that forward and test it and get back. So I totally appreciate to my fellow directors the conversation that we had tonight. Super excited that we're able to work like that, and anxious to see more. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Morse. Director Chastain.
Well, I don't have any new sentiments. Everybody said it all.
Yeah,
thanks. Thanks to the Governance Committee. A special thanks to Julie. Special thanks goes out to our members that do volunteer. I think that the MAC, the first year, was a mighty success, and I think it'll be even more successful with 10 returning members and 5 new members. The idea behind the MAC was to get good information from our members and hear what they had to say, and to get members truly engaged in our process and within their co-op. So I think that's definitely a declaration of success. So good meeting tonight, and thanks to everybody for coming out on a snowy evening.
Director Wiggin. Boy, I don't have much to add. Beyond, I love the fact, I love voting on and appointing members to various committees and bringing members in and getting them engaged in this process. It's the first thing. The other thing, thank you to the staff, author and staff, and frankly the board, for the very good work. As Director Morris just mentioned, we're trying to make sure that we do as much as we can in the public, that the members can see everything that they can see, that it doesn't need to be kept confidential, and we're doing our best. That's good work to do that. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Wiggins. Director Whitney.
Ditto to all the comments, and thanks to everyone whose efforts helped make this meeting a success. And I just want to send a shout out to our members who do approach us with their concerns and their questions, because it drives our board discussions. And as Director Wiggin and Director Morse referenced, you'll be seeing some changes moving forward in how we communicate our board business. And it's because we have member engagement. So keep talking to us and keep asking your questions, and we will do our best to pivot and accommodate and be as responsive as possible. So thanks.
Arthur.
I also want to thank the members who are volunteering in the various committees, and their input and involvement in this cooperative process is invaluable to our success, and really truly appreciate those efforts. I also appreciate our earlier discussion this evening, and that really goes a long way and helps establish direction. And I think it's important that we remain flexible so we can change according to the business needs of the organization. And I will leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. In my attempt to be original, I will say that this marks 2 years of full committees back to back. And I think that prior to 4 or 5 years ago, there were typically vacancies on some of these member committees that went unclaimed. And I think that that's a really fine statement for the efforts of staff, especially to reach out and engage with the membership and try and get us in as good a position as possible. So congratulations, Julie, and all you guys for making this a desirable place to be a participant. I think that that's a really valuable thing for the organization at many levels. I appreciate everyone's willingness to come out on the snowy evening. The roads are not getting any better out there, so I will call that good enough and adjourn the meeting if there's a motion.
Move to adjourn.
Adjourn.